The artistic tour of the village of Etrubes. The medieval village of Etrubes has become an open-air museum which exhibits the work of 16 world-famous artists, six of whom are still alive. Thanks to the collaboration with the Pierre Ginada de Matigny Foundation, the inhabitants allowed the walls of their houses to be used, thereby assuming the role of art guardians, while each artist chose the site which they thought was most suitable for their work. This permanent exhibition consists of sculptures, frescoes and paintings and provides visitors with a cultural and historical tour, illustrated by Italians. The exhibitors include the painter and sculptor Salvatore Sebasti, representing the art of the Mezzogiorno, South. The sculptors from Ferrara, Alberto Gambale and Sergio Zeni, the Milanese painter Carlo Brennan and the Fiorentini Andrea Granchi. French sculpture is represented by Alberto Farod and Guido Magnoni, and painting by Yveline Otis Bacchi. Swiss contributors include Hans Henry and the sculptor Yves Dana. The Val d'Aosta woodcarvers Giulio Schiavon and Ciro Viren have also contributed to the exhibition. In addition to the works by Franco Balan and Kiko Magaroli, we ought to mention, last but not least, the contribution made by the Abazzarani artist Asaf Mikdif, who is now a resident in Aosta. This artistic tour through the village will be enriched every year by a new addition. Guided tours can be arranged by request. As regards to the history of Etrubes, we should point out that the Via Francigena passes through the village. Until the Middle Ages, this was the only main route between England and Italy, across the Great St Bernard Pass, before going southwards to Rome. Mountain walkers can follow many of its sections. You can walk the Alta Via No. 1 with several days of trekking and complete the Tour de Combin, another international trekking route covering 200 kilometres in 7 days, which makes its way across the French and Swiss territory around the Grand Combin Massif. Etrubes also plays host to the Via and Carnevali. The first takes place in July or August, depending on the year, and consists of an evening commemorating ancient agricultural and craft trades, to the accompaniment of music and the chance to taste fine wines and traditional food. The Carnevali, on the other hand, is an ironic commemoration of the march through the village by Napoleon's troops. This involves the locals dressing up in lanzetti, traditional costumes, and parading through the village and its hamlets on Thursday and Friday before the Shrove Tuesday,